Good morning, everyone. Today I desired to share with you some lessons I've learned from Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams, and just in general about precipitation. I believe that precipitation is really, mastering it is really about self-mastery, and it is a path to self-mastery, and that's why it's so important. And I wanted to share with you, first of all, on the website, we have put some new information, teachings on self-mastery, on precipitation. And if you go to donate now, or donate under on the menu page, and you go down the menu, you'll see learn more about abundance in our 99-day vigil. And if you click on that, you'll go to the abundance page, we call it, and it will talk about the reasons for the abundance, the vigil goals. And again, we've talked about the goals and heart friends. One of our goals is heart friends in our entire movement, master the precipitation of what we desire, and that we all live in abundance now, and we all bring greater peace and abundance to ourselves and the world. We also fund all the Heart Center projects for 2013 and 14, and Heart Friends accept the victory of our personal economies and the U.S. economy and the world economies. So then, if following that, there's teachings on abundance, the recently given teaching by David on October 29th on abundance, creating a chalice. Then there's other teachings by Boyd from the book, Less Than Wise Spending, St. Germain's Call to Action, Benefits to Participating in Our Vigil. And then we get to a few things that I've added. One is 12 Ways to Precipitate Abundance Now. You can click on that and find out different ways to jumpstart your abundance. And then another one is Accept Your Divine Inheritance. Discover what makes you feel rich. So some of the lessons that I've learned from this book and that I've taken to heart are how much writing down your desires really helps you to precipitate what you desire. And it helps you to get into the flow and feel rich now. When you do this, you can precipitate anything you require, and it could be anything from self-mastery to material things. Sometimes I think people feel that material things are have less value for some reason, and that because we're on the spiritual path, we should be focusing on the spirit and less on material things. And as you get, as you obtain mastery, you require less material things. As I've said before, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, they precipitated things, Jesus, instantly, and so they didn't require to have a lot of material things around them. And as you gain in mastery, that will be true for you too. But you do have a mission, and this is a material plane, and it's, so it's important to be able to feel that you can precipitate what you desire and what is in your on your heart. And it may be writing a book, it may be developing a community of light, it may be improving relationships between people, whatever your calling is. Or it could be more peace of mind, it could be transforming the world in some way through yoga or other things, it could be so many other things, but often people do not complete their goal because they feel blocked in precipitating it. And I believe this comes from our past beliefs, what we've heard from our parents, what we get from the media. And media is really has a strong influence on our consciousness. So some of the things you hear in the media is that you have to work hard and that you're not worthy of abundance, or you might hear them from your family. Well, these things are not true. They're just beliefs. You do have to fulfill your mission, but it doesn't require working hard. It requires being in the flow and doing what's required at the time. And often it's a lot less when you attune to what you're supposed to be doing and you attune to how to do it, it's a lot less and a lot easier than you imagined. It's our blocks that tend to make it a lot harder. So the biggest thing that the Pauli's talk about is you have to accept your abundance, and that's another lesson. I've seen that quite a bit, that I often will not accept it and don't even realize I'm not accepting my abundance. But writing down does help you see these, writing down your reasons. So I have put 12 reasons down to write down what you desire, or 12 reasons why you should write down what you desire and follow the method that they give in the book, Rich Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. So the first one is writing down your desires helps you define and refine what you truly desire. You may first, they talk about a lot of their people may often will write something like, well, I want a yacht, and I desire to have what I want when I want it, and they put down these goals, which are kind of stuff that you hear on the media. And that's really not what they desire, because, for instance, they gave an example, well, people that have a yacht only are on it 21 days a year, and they have to pay for a crew, they've got to do all this stuff, it takes a lot of work to own a yacht, and really, is that what you desire? And they had one guy who had put that down, and he went through the process, and over a few months, he realized what he really desired was just a small motorboat to go around the lake to visit his friends, and so that's what he ended up manifesting. But first, he had to go through the process of starting with this goal, which he thought he desired, and then really honing it down to what he really, what would be beneficial in his life and what he was doing. And so that's the first reason to do this. And it helps you do this because our minds are going all the time and full of things, and they jump from one thing to the next. And to write it down and to focus on it, to take that time, really helps you define this, and it moves you in the direction of where your higher self can come in, and moves you in the direction of where you're supposed to go in life and what makes you truly happy. And fulfilling your mission is what's going to make you truly happy. So it also helps you, writing down your goals also helps you transform your core beliefs to live rich now. Beliefs can be changed. So one of the things is, when you're writing them down, you start to see where you have problems. And for me, when I was writing them down, one of the things is generally I'd lived without too much debt, but I had lately, because I built this house, had started accepting more debt because I thought that was the way that I was going to get it done. And it just got to the point where I was charging everything, and the credit cards were going up and up and up, and I was really feeling bad about it. Then I realized that I had taken on this belief, and I remember one thing the loan officer had said to me as an example of how you can take on other people's beliefs. She said, oh, you know, they think that they're going to give you a slightly higher interest rate because you don't have enough cash on hand that for building a house, what they would like to see. So, and they see a lot of people get into a lot of debt. So, and I said, oh, that won't happen to me. And she said, oh, no, it'll happen to you because that's what happens. You know, and instead of saying, no, I won't accept that, I did accept that at some level. And that's an example. These things happen to you, and you can either accept them or not accept them. But so I accepted it, and I started accumulating more debt because all sorts of things came up. And instead of relying more on God as my source to figure out how to solve these problems, I just said, oh, I'll put it on the credit card. So anyways, but I decided once I started this program, I had finished building my house, that I was not going to accept any more debt. And so everywhere, every single page on my list, I wrote, my expenses are paid for with cash or free, or easily paid for with cash or free. And the day that I did that, I didn't have to charge anymore. I didn't have to acquire any more debt. I could pay everything, and everything worked out. And sometimes when I desired something and it didn't seem I had the funds to get it, and it didn't show up right away. I just waited. I waited for it to come to me. And that's, you have to use your discernment. That's one of the things that helps you. Use your discernment and helps you really refine what you desire. Instead of running out and buying something, I would wait a little bit and then let the universe work out how that was going to happen. So another thing that it helps you do is to recognize and overcome your reluctance to accept wealth now. And I've seen a lot of cases where I've kind of rejected abundance, even people giving me money. And I realize now that I could have accepted it in some cases. And they give a lot of examples about people not accepting wealth. And an easy way to do that is somebody will say, well, you should, write your book, or you should start your business, or... And you'll say to yourself, well, I can't, I don't have the funds to do that, or something to that effect. And you basically are not accepting your wealth. Another thing is, as I've talked a lot about tithing and how tithing is tithing to your source of, is a way of saying thank you, but it also increases your flow. And people don't believe it's true. They don't believe they have this divine inheritance from God, because everybody in the world doesn't believe it, so they don't. They've been told that by whoever, and so they don't believe it, so they won't try tithing, for instance, so they won't accept the wealth that can come through them. So there are a lot of ways that people don't accept wealth, and that's one thing that you learn when you start going through this process of this of following the book, the examples in the book. Another thing is accepting that you're worthy. When you write your goals down, you start to accept that you're worthy. You start to see them manifest, and you start to understand the process, and then you realize that it works the same for you as everybody else and that you are worthy. It also helps you, writing down your goals also helps you dissolve resistance around receiving money, and you can see where, again, you can see where you're doing that, you're blocking your abundance, and so therefore you can let go of that, those thought forms or actions that you're taking, excuse me, that would stop you from receiving money. It helps you get into the feeling of living rich now, because if you are living rich in every moment, you are rich, and that's what the Pali say. And so that's what you have to do, because now is your only time. So when you're writing down your goals, you're living rich, and you're rich now, and that's the ultimate goal, living the now and living rich now. And another thing I've noticed is that you can complete your daily tasks with greater mindfulness and inspiration. So when you're writing down and you're focusing every once in a while. Now, the Pali's don't always focus on their goals every day. I like to do it, but because I know the more that you focus, the more you attract it to it, but you don't have to. But every time you do, bring yourself back to that focus of what you really desire. It helps you go down that path. So another thing it helps you with is focusing on the end result and not the means for obtaining what you desire. And that's really the key. We get stuck on how is it going to happen? And that's not our job. That's God's job, as we've talked about in the past. So when you write them down, you're focusing on the end result and you're letting go of the how. It also helps you become love in action. And love is the most powerful magnet to attract your desires. And really, you'll find out that as you write your stuff down and you see the things that you attract to yourself, you'll realize that it is love that pulls those things together for you. And you'll also have a peace, because you'll start to see that they're coming to you, and that you'll know that, okay, whatever I require will come to me at the right time. And so we'll give you a sense of peace and calmness and a greater confidence in your connection with your higher self. It also helps you maintain your harmony, and again, for the same reasons, because you realize that you see where you're inharmonious, you have created things that don't work for you, and that helps you realize that it is in your best interest to be harmonious. And then, of course, it helps you writing down your goals and precipitating your goals helps you fulfill your divine plan, ultimately, which is what we all desire to do. And finally, you become more joyful and detached because you see your desires are fulfilled. So I highly recommend if you guys are not practicing the book, if you have it and you haven't picked it up, or if you have yet to pick it up, we have it available in our store, that you should really give it a try. And so now I'd like to talk about a specific thing that I had done recently. And, you know, they give a lot of examples of what to do. And one of the things they say is don't ask for money. And they also say don't put down a date. And, you know, understanding the precipitation process, I knew that you could ask for money, and I knew that you could put down a date. So I thought I would experiment with that, basically. And I had also listened to some of the Polly's further teachings and that they give on their website. And if you go, they have some teachings available that are very reasonably priced. And one of them was get the money, get the money, get the money. So they said, look, you have to precipitate into the material plane, because that's what, and sometimes you just really require money. And so how do you do that when we say don't write the money, or don't write down, or don't ask for money? How do you do that? And so they gave an example, and what they did was they showed an example where they would put themselves in a comfortable chair, and they would in a place like maybe a tropical island or whatever made them feel comfortable in a building, maybe a tropical hut that's decorated really nicely, and they would have the door to that building they would have a door that would come, they would face the door, and they might put across the name of their business across the top of the door, or just their personal finances across the door. And then what they would do is open the door. They're doing this visualization. They would open the door and let abundance come to them, money specifically, when they really required money. So Tom Polly would sit there and, you know, he was in bankruptcy when he first started doing this visualization. And he would see people come in and give him money. And that was his visualization. So whenever he required it, he would see people come in money, give him money, and he would have more money. And Penelope also talked about it too, and she said that she would see people come in and they would give her money, and she would see the check as a check. She would see a check, and she would see it as valid. She would make it light around it or a yellow color, and she would see it as a valid check, and she would accept that check. So that was the visualization she had, and they had other visualizations. But the thing is really have to put the five senses, the thought, feeling, and your heart into it to have these visualizations. Simply thinking about a certain amount of money, like they had in one case, a woman desired $50,000 for some purpose. And she decided she was going to do that. She was going to think about a check for $50,000. And immediately she did get a check. Her visualization was for this check, and she immediately got a check for $50,000, although the check was from her retirement fund, and then they accidentally sent it to her, instead of refunding a new retirement account. And so that it caused her a lot of problems that she had to do a lot of paperwork to get it back into her retirement fund so she didn't have to pay taxes on it. So that was the example they gave, but I still felt like, well, I'm going to try this. And so I started. My visualization was the same. I was sitting in this chair, and I saw this door, and I decided I was going to have checks come and ATMs come and automatic transfers into my checking account. Often you get those, and cash, that people are going to give me cash. I was going to see all those visualizations. And I didn't make my checks valid like Penelope did, because I just, for some reason, thinking that I'm not sure why she was doing that or what the importance was. So I just saw these checks coming to me, and I probably did the visualization about maybe 8 times or something like that. Once a day I would practice it, and I would be sitting in this chair and I'd see this money coming to me through this door. So I did that, and the first thing that happened was, probably within a week, I was still doing the visualization. I got a check out of the blue, totally, $1,000, and it turned out that it was, and I was seeing big checks, too, because I desire to pay off some of this debt. So I was seeing, like, $1,000 and $5,000 and $24,000 or $25,000 and $50,000 and $100,000. I was seeing all these large amounts of checks. And so the first one was $1,062, and it turned out I had put in a lot of money, and when I bought this new house, they took a lot of escrow. For the escrow, they overestimated the taxes and insurance, and they really took about $5,000 more than they required, which didn't help my financial situation. But anyways, what happened was they realized some of that, and they sent me about $1,062. So I got this money, which was valid money, which was my money. And another thing I got was my refund check from the IRS. So that helped out. That was $20,000 because I had overpaid my taxes for various reasons. So that was a big check. And then I got a few ATMs or automatic transfers into my checking account. And one of them, I think, was a valid thing. Reimbursing my husband's business expenses. But the two of them were because I ordered stuff on the internet and it turned out not to be right and I had to ship it back. And so I got this debit or back into my checking account for money that I had because of these returns that I received because of these returns. And, of course, minus the shipping and stuff like that. So I thought, that's really not the kind of ATM or automatic transfer I desire, because it created a lot of work for me to get this. But I did precipitate it, and it took me a lot of work to send it back and all this stuff. So now I know better what to visualize, and if I desire to do this money exercise, you really have to be discriminating in what you're visualizing and asking for. But what really... Oh, and then I noticed, too, with money, I did think one time that I really must have precipitated $100 in my wallet, because I just really felt like it wasn't, I had already spent it, and I was required some money for a specific thing, and I was $100 short, and I looked in this one place, and there was $100, which I was pretty sure that wasn't there before. So I think that did happen. And there were a couple other cases where people gave me money or wanted to give me money, but there were a couple of times that I actually rejected it. And I realized later that I was rejecting some of this cash that people desired to give me. And finally, last week, we went to a movie with the friend and my daughter and her friend, and I just assumed that I was going to pay for it. And no, she had $20 she wanted to pay for it. So I said, okay, I'm going to accept this money this time instead of rejecting it. And so I did accept it. So I could see a little area where I could improve in accepting my abundance, and I did. But this one has to take the cake. This thing that happened a couple of days ago, I opened up my mail, and I find this airmail bill and airmail letter. And in it was a check for $2,437 out of the blue. And of course, it had a little a letter and saying that I had won a prize for $50,000 and that I had to deposit this check. And then, of course, it said pay this tax amount and then collect your $50,000. Well, you know, I pretty much knew that it was probably a scam. Although it's a very good scam, the check is like a totally perfect check. And but it was just as shocking to me. I've never had a scam like this. And when I looked it up on the internet, these scams are all over on these checks. The sending these fake checks and then trying to get people to send them some money, part of the check back, and then by the time the bank figures out that it's a bad check, you've already sent the money. But the funny thing was, is through my visualization, I drew this towards me, and the amount was $50,000, which was one of the amounts that I had seen in my visualization. And so at the bottom line is that it's real. When you do these visualizations, they're real. And as long as you continue to hold a positive image of whatever it is you're pulling to yourself, it will come to you. The thing is being really specific on what you desire. And I can see now the wisdom of really focusing not so much on money, but what you desire to have happen. If you desire to grow a garden or pay off your debts or whatever, seeing that done and not seeing money come to you is a much easier and faster route than trying to visualize money. So I thought it was a pretty interesting example of the lessons that you can learn through this manifestation process. I've been studying, just really quickly, I know we're running out of time, but another thing that Polly's talked about is they have this thing called quantum marketing and quantum selling. And they talk about this on their website. And if any of you are into marketing and selling, you really ought to check that out. But they developed these techniques through the Stargate program, and they suggested that people review this book. And so I got this book on remote viewing and the secret history of America's psychic spies. And what's interesting, they did a lot of things like the remote viewers went on psychic spying missions around the world, read minds, looked into the future and back in time, and also traveled out of their bodies. And these are guys that had some spiritual bent, but mostly were in the military and your average Joe. And they did have some of them had some psychic abilities, but they also tested others. They were just average people, and they were actually able to do quite a bit. But what it proved to me was that this is real. These visualizations and this, they've got it all documented. The detail that they could find down planes, they could describe concentration camps, they could describe devices that the Soviets were building that were not of the light and often alerted people to that. They could find people that were terrorists had kidnapped. They could do these things. And it really showed me that this is real. What you're doing, what you focus on, you precipitate. So I hope that you all will continue to precipitate, continue to develop your self-mastery. And if you enjoy what you receive from the Heart Center through all the things that we offer. We invite you to tithe to us and give your gifts of love to us through our Peace and Abundance Vigil Fund. This will support the ongoing teachings of the Masters and their release for this year and for next year through various methods. And I'd like to make a call to our sponsoring Masters, beloved Mother Mary, Amram, Lanello, El Moria, the Great Divine Director, and also the Masters of Precipitation, to draw to us now all the resources that we require in the Heart Center to fulfill our mission together, and resources such as volunteers to help us in every aspect of our movement, and resources as more staff and funds to pay staff and equipment that we require to fulfill our mission. And we accept it done. We ask that these souls reveal themselves now, and we accept this done according to God's holy will. Amen. So thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.